Gary Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Gary and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it. How are we, guys? Overdressed is how we are.
Day two of me dressing Tommy. Yes. Describe to the beautiful people what you're wearing today.
Pants that are a little too tight, shirt that's a little too warm, and
lighter than yesterday.
No, today's outfit is not a comical outfit. I've dressed you in the way that I think if you branched out and stopped just wearing white T-shirts and black T-shirts and you wore this out on a date or out, you know, on the town, you'd look great, mate.
You know what I look like? A formal lumberjack.
A what?
A formal lumberjack.
It is a checkered shirt, yes, but it's not country-esque. It's not Western checkered shirt. It's very modern. It's pink, because I know pink's your colour after yesterday. Anyway, we've put a...
Is it pink?
It is. Oh, I forgot.
No, I mean, I can see pink here, but it's not predominantly pink.
Yes, it's predominantly pink.
Good to know. Always good to know.
But also that pant. You don't often wear a pant like that.
No.
And it looks great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, the internet thinks it's great as well. We've put it on our at Carrie Tommy Show on socials if you want to see. A lot of people saying that you look awful. Someone saying those tattoos are awful. Side note.
I can't do anything about
that. That's what we were asking about.
Good to get their thoughts on it, though.
Yeah, great. Pink suits you. It's a lot of loving the shirt. I think Carrie is so amazing. She needs to become a stylist. Thank you.
That's good.
10 out of 10.
That's good. What about the outfit?
Me thinks Tommy has not pleased you the pick, though. No. So much better than the crap he usually turns up for work in.
Wow.
He looks like a moody, tattered-up farmer.
Well, one person that we work with said it's the first time she's ever been attracted to me.
Who was that? Is that the one laughing in the corner?
This horn bag in the corner.
Oh, that's offensive that she's never thought you were attractive before.
No, Eli said the same thing yesterday.
Yes. About your pink shirt yesterday.
Eli's exact words were when people say to him that they think I'm hot, he says, I don't get it. And then he saw me in tights yesterday. And he goes, but now I've seen he's got a good ass.
You know who Eli does think's hot? My partner, Chris.
This is about Sonda.
This is working out well for you, Vickers, because you've got quite the fancy on Eli. And if Eli's got the fancy on Chris...
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Oh,
are you
okay.
laughing at what we just got sent?
No, yeah, I am, but I'm also laughing that I came in really annoyed about something this morning.
Fuming.
Yeah, and so this segment was going to be me being really angry, and now I just don't really care.
Well, just before you said, what are we doing again? Oh, that's right, I'm mad.
No, I was just pondering this morning and then it got me in a bit of a tiz with the girls I was talking to about why we still take men's names when we get married.
Yeah, don't do it.
It doesn't. I know, but as a society, we still do it.
You should stop, actually. So you women should get together and have a chat about that.
Yeah, we should.
Yes.
Because the patriarchy is weighing us down.
Yeah, I agree,
and I get it was based in the olden days where we were like property and men owned us, but you don't own us anymore, mate.
I've told you I'm going to give up my name when I get married.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you don't.
No, we do. It's not for noble reasons, but I want to get
like
rid of my name. No, it's because if I don't know. It's because if you get in trouble, if my name is not my more famous name, the press don't realise that you've got in trouble.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
What a man.
What trouble are you planning on getting in?
So anyway.
So when you said it's not for noble reasons, now it all makes sense.
So what anyway, I'm all here for you.
Anyway, I Googled, I went to
you
Google.
You should actually think about doing the same thing.
Why do women take men's last names? But when you start Googling, why do women, to see, you know, Google, it shows you all the things people have Googled.
Did you do that? That's so weird because producer Annabelle just did that as well and sent it around to everybody.
The second most Googled thing is why do women talk so much? Why do women test men? Why do women throw up when pregnant? Why do women talk more than men? Why do women take Viagra? It goes on. Why do women take birth control? There we go.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Anyway, I'm angry again, aren't I?
I'm just going to put in Carrie Bickmore in Google and see what the next things are.
So my question is, what's the alternative? Because if you don't take... Be careful what you're going to read out.
No, it's just got Carrie Bickmore Instagram, Carrie Bickmore husband, Carrie Bickmore hair, Carrie Bickmore network, Carrie Bickmore age. Ooh, let's not dig down on that one. You'll be stoked about the next one. Carrie Bickmore tattoo.
Oh! I'm cool.
And it's gone.
I'm old. Actually, and cool. The last one.
So then he's got Carrie Bickmore partner, and then Carrie Bickmore uncool is the one.
It's not. No, it's made not, that it's up. Not. My question is though, how do we do it if we change things? Because so if you don't take your partner's name, then you have kids, right? What often seems to happen.
If you don't take your partner's name, yes, then you have
kids.
So
I keep Bickmore, right?
Yes, yes.
And then when I have kids, right, the kids genuinely end up taking the men's last name.
Why?
Right? Well, that's just what seems to be happening at the moment. For women that don't take their husband's name, when they have kids, often the kids then take the husband's name.
Surely if you do the birthing, you get to name
100%.
The thing.
We should have that.
I reckon that should almost extend to first names. I reckon it's a bit like if a guy goes, you know what? I've been thinking Chloe. I reckon
you'll learn that's exactly what happened.
I sense someone trying to offload some responsibility here.
Yeah. I just want, if my kid gets in trouble, I just want them to be able to avoid.
Well,
the
I didn't name him that. So.
Because the thing is, if you double barrel it, right? Mm. So say we got married and you name, and then had a kid, you name your kid, you know, Chloe
Jones
Bickmore.
Smith. Yep.
What's your name?
Tiddle. Tommy Tiddle. That's my name.
Little.
And now I'm hoping to get rid of the name Tommy Tiddle when I get married so those pesky reporters don't turn up and go, where's Tiddle? We heard he's in trouble.
It would be Chloe Bickmore Tiddle, right? But then if Chloe, then when she grew up and met somebody, she met another guy and he's Novak Booth.
And she would be Chloe Bickmore Tiddle Novak Booth.
See, it doesn't work then.
That's quite a good name, actually.
To keep double-barreling the names.
Yeah, because then if she met another Smith Jones Parker Wells, it would be Bickmore, Tiddle, Novak Booth, Smith, Jones, Parker Wells.
It's
and
a lot.
And then if you met another.
But we need a solution. Hayley, do you have a solution for us?
Yes, I do. So I obviously don't want to take my husband's last name, but I also don't want him to take my last name because that's not even my name. It's obviously my father's.
Of course, the patriarchy goes all the way back.
Oh, I forgot about the previous generation, Hayley.
So what are you going to do?
My solution is that when I get married, we're both going to choose a new name together.
Tiddle is open.
That's interesting.
Have you already started with ideas, Hayley?
I have. I've brainstormed it with my boyfriend.
Oh, so you are still taking his input for the...
I am.
We're open to your input. No, input in the new way forward.
Mate,
we just don't want you to run the joint.
I'm being more militant than this. I don't reckon that he should get a say.
No, he can have a say. What's your new name, Hayley?
For so long now.
The current thing we're going with is Walker. I know it's kind of a basic name, but we both like it.
Carrie's partner's last name, Hayley. Did you know?
I'm going to tell him he's got a basic last name.
That's good ammo if you ever had that chat with him.
It started because my boyfriend, he's a massive nerd, and his original suggestion was Skywalker, so like Luke Skywalker. And I was like, you know what, maybe, how about just Walker?
What about
Walker's good.
What about Sky?
Sky. It's more of a first name than last name, I reckon.
What about basic last name? No.
Well,
let's go to Carrie. G'day, Carrie.
Hello.
How do we fix the patriarchy?
Oh, I'm not sure about that one, but with the surnames for children, I can go there.
Oh, yeah. Talk to us.
Well, I've been through this twice. I'm pregnant now with my second child, different dads, and both of them have my surname. My daughter, I used her father's surname as a second middle name. He's one of those guys that has like two first names. So I just used his as a middle name.
Right.
Oh, I've lost track of how many names there are.
So her first partner, he was, what's his name?
Let's say Walker. Oh, Dave.
He had two first names, Dave Thomas.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Imagine if that was right.
And so Thomas is now, or is it Dave? Dave is now
thanks for clearing
kid's
this up
middle name.
That's right.
So then what happens with the next kid?
Well, because they're just middle names, they don't transfer down. Mm. So the surname is just my surname.
So your surname will continue on for generations to come, Carrie.
But
that's
as
right.
we've just learned from our previous caller, that's a layover from the patriarchy of the past.
Yes, but that is true. God, it's so hard to fix,
Carrie,
isn't it?
Carrie, it's really
who would have thought we could fix it in a 4-minute segment on radio?
13, 10, 60,
Christy,
if you've got more ideas.
Christy, how do we fix the issue with women taking men's names? Mm.
So I have a double barrel name. It's a really long double barrel name. And I also didn't want to take my husband's last name because women are better than men. And so we decided if we have kids, we're going to blend our two last names. So I'm Ashworth Shoveler and he's Wright. So we would be Ashwright.
Ashwright.
Ashworth. Yeah. Did you say, what was yours, Ash? What
so
was yours,
I'm Chrissy? Christy Louise Ashworth Shoveler of my two last names.
Are you Ashworth Shoveler? That's such a great name, Christy. Don't get rid of Shoveler.
Oh yeah. Look, I've been given some great nicknames with it, so.
But if you combine them, you could be Wright Shoveler.
Yeah.
I'm a Wright Shoveler.
Imagine if I was Tommy Tiddler Shoveler.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Let's do this. Guess the news. Guess the news. Guess the headline. If you've got time. Quick, because explain how the segment works, because I think we've lost the track of how it works.
You give us a weird and wacky headline you found from around the world, and we've got to work out what actually happened in the story.
Yeah. So the bit of the story I'm going to give you is we're in Alabama.
So you don't actually give us the headline.
No.
That's where this segment, Guess the Headline, really lets us down, I think.
Yes. I did at the start, but then other people started sending me the news stories and it became harder and harder to back work them into the headline bit.
Okay.
Because if I gave you the headline to this story, it would be more information than actually in the body of the story.
Sure.
So I'm going to take you to Alabama for this. Jesse, do you have some Alabama music, please?
Yep.
Hey guys, what's up? Happy.
Oh, no. That's not it.
What were you quickly Googling, man?
I went for banjo music, and it's a tutorial, unfortunately.
Hang on.
So close.
No. Hang on. Let's roll with it, and let's just pretend it works for a second. Because I'm going to take you to Alabama for this.
Quite a bit like a chav. That's ready for a
entered as voted on by the members of HBO Plus.
And a woman has been snapped driving, and the photo has made international news because why?
Okay, is there something on her lap?
There is something in her car. Yes.
In her car.
Oh, do you remember? This was the first one, actually.
Oh, no, she was driving with her dead guy next to her.
Dead husband in the seat next to her. Yes, but that's not the case here.
It's amazing this segment continued to go after that.
This will be the last, I reckon.
Is there an animal of some sorts in the back seat?
Specifically what?
An animal.
There is many.
Many animals.
Yes.
A menagerie.
Mate, what you do in your own time with your partner Chris and Eli is really up to you.
Isn't that a whole lot of animals, a menagerie of animals?
Oh, I thought it was three. Oh. Okay.
A lot of farm animals.
Ooh, farm animals is incorrect. Jesse, our trusty man on the buttons over there doing a great job painting the picture of Alabama. Do you have any thoughts?
No, I was busy trying to find some Alabama music. So, okay. But on the plus side.
Yeah. That's good.
Good.
There you go.
And also, have you learnt to play the banjo yet?
No.
Okay.
Are there monkeys?
Not monkeys, because.
Are there zoo animals of some sort?
Are we guessing the animal? Tiger?
Tiger is incorrect.
Oh.
Are we guessing the type of animal? Is that what the thing is?
Oh, do I have to play the opener to this segment for you again?
No, well, I said before animals.
And I said there are many.
Many, yeah.
Yes. So many of the same type.
Many of the same type. Sheep.
Are they Alabama?
Yeah.
They are not from
Llamas.
Alabama. No.
Oh, so they're not from America.
No. Hey?
What? Just llamas are huge.
Yeah,
yeah,
llamas.
That's, well, that would obviously
it's a
make
Prius.
Oh, is it?
It's a Prius.
Is it?
There's no llamas in a Prius.
Oh, no,
these can hurt you.
They can hurt you.
Yes.
Are they a type of bird?
Alligators.
Ooh, they fly.
They fly.
Oh, are they bats?
Oh, they're not bats.
Eagles.
Imagine that. Imagine a car full of bats.
Eagles.
No, eagles is incorrect.
Falcons.
I think I might have thrown them off.
Wait, but you
animals.
Said they're not birds, right?
They're not birds.
Oh,
no.
They're
are
not
they
birds.
Lizards?
I thought you said they were
Wait,
birds.
They fly. Sorry, ignore me.
They fly. They're not animals.
They fly.
They're not animals now.
No, they're not animals.
They're not animals.
No, they're in the animal kingdom.
Are they bugs?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, are they little? Lots
Bees.
Of little.
Bees. Yes.
That's not the picture you painted.
Have a look at that.
All.
She's got beehives in the back, and she's transporting them in her Prius.
Oh, no, they're not just in the back. They're everywhere.
I know, but they're the hives in the back.
Oh, she's and dressed as a bee too. She's in a yellow top.
Do you know? Is that Queen Bee?
No, she looks like a sunflower that's attracting the bees.
Oh, do you reckon she's in there going, why are there so many bees
yeah,
in here?
Yeah, it's because I'm dressed. Yes.
God, honey, you know how you gave me that pollen? I haven't used it.
Why was she transporting them?
I didn't dig that deep. But
they only sting when they feel threatened, though.
Yeah.
So perhaps they felt really comfortable with the sunflower.
Should we have a competition where we both have to move bees and whoever gets bitten the least amount of times wins?
No, okay. We shouldn't. Okay. Well, then that'll be a headline that people have to guess.
That's great. And then the segment, we'll be back tomorrow.
Carrie and Tommy.
Oh, sorry, Bickers. You've just caught me in a moment of reading here. Oh, God.
Are you going to bring that book in every day?
I think so, yeah.
Your little picture book?
In case you guys missed it, I cooked last night.
Oh, he's the chef who's famous.
Tom Ramsay.
Toma.
Hey.
Hestom.
Blumenthal.
And Tommy Bourdain.
Tommy Filet.
Philip Chef serving us some recipes. Please welcome back
Chef Tommy Little.
Yeah. I cooked
one meal and you're a hero.
I think, thank you, I agree. I think it was the second time this year, but it was the first time I've ever cooked a roast, because.
Yes, I was actually quite excited about your roast because we discussed which roast you were going to go with.
Yeah.
Because you boldly weren't just going to do a normal roast. Like,
what's
I just
a normal
buy
roast?
A roast that's already seasoned from Coles and whack it in the oven, mate.
Like a roast chicken?
Yes, but you were going to go to a lot of effort.
What do you mean you buy it already seasoned?
You buy it already seasoned.
Like you know you can buy them already cooked as well.
Yes.
Like, you know, when you get the whole chicken at Coles, there's one, they're unseasoned or seasoned. And if they're seasoned, you can just put them in the oven and away you go.
Jesse, this is embarrassing. Carrie doesn't understand cooking.
So, no, you made a miso glazed.
A miso glazed roast chicken.
Very adventurous.
Courtesy of Donna Hay. I mean, she didn't give me the recipe yourself, but I saw in one of her books.
Kickbacks from Donna?
No, but I'll take them.
Yeah.
Yeah. If anybody's listening and you want me to endorse your products, just slide into the old DMs. I'll slip your mention on air. $20.
$20.
But this had whole roasted garlic.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. I cut the garlic, the whole bit's in half. And then I put lemon in there. I didn't have baking paper. I bought everything.
Yeah.
Not realizing that we had half the, because when my housemate
cooks. And you'll never cook again, or at least for another year, and then you've got it all.
I've got four things of sesame oil, because obviously we do that every time.
Yeah, right.
And I don't think we'll ever go through a whole
thing. Did you make the special roast potatoes, the pricey ones with the duck fat?
I didn't use duck fat.
Because that was amazing. Although I discovered when Pricey gave me the jar of duck fat, the container, and the full lot of spuds that I was only meant to use a couple of spoonfuls. I put the whole tub of duck fat in there.
He said it takes him years to go through that tub.
Yeah.
And you used it all in one.
One meal, yes. They were amazing potatoes,
those little ducklings running around the house.
But you did do roast potatoes.
Yes, I did roast potatoes. I did some greens and I did the chook. I ripped the chook's spine out.
What do you mean?
They told me to.
How? It doesn't look like it's taken out of it.
Yeah, it is, because that's the front. That's the, mate, the back on the other side. No, that's gone.
It's butterfly. Did you do a stuffing?
Oh, is that what butterfly chicken is?
Yes.
When they've taken the guts out?
I don't think spineless chook has the same ring to it.
No, so that picture, because the picture you sent me was deboned. It looked delicious.
Yeah, so you cut the spine out and rip, it was a bit much, but you rip that out, dump that in the bin, and then just kind of squash it down on and it ensures an even and faster cooking.
So what are we doing in this segment? Did you really just open your book to tell us how you'd made roast chicken last night?
Yeah, so then I obviously posted it, and I sent you a picture before I posted it, and you said, oh, it looks a bit burnt.
Well, it was a bit burnt, but I said, but delicious.
I filtered out some of that burntness and brightened it up a bit.
Oh, my God, you become one of those people.
A wanker. Mate, long time ago.
You're insta-photoing your food.
Yeah, of course.
And putting it through a filter
Why else would I cook?
Just to feed yourself?
No. We can buy food. And then I posted and I got all these compliments, except for this one person who I thought I posted and everybody go, wow.
Yeah.
And this one person said, that's perfectly normal for your first time. Don't worry. But anyway, I'll bring you the next edition of
What are you going to go with next?
Well, I've got 3 months to decide, so I'll go through Donna Hayes' cookbooks. Donna, once again, if you're listening, you owe me $20.
Carrie and Tommy.
Tell me how I'm feeling. Feeling good as hell.
Okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because I've
found your choice of words just before
that interesting. And I reckon I've mentioned it once or twice on air.
Yeah.
Is this something you do?
Yes.
Yes. I think I know what it is.
A few people have been DMing me.
But if I get it wrong, it's
perhaps
bad.
I lead and then you can go, yeah, rather than tell me the thing and me be highly offended.
Does it involve both of your hands?
Yes, it does.
I know exactly what it is.
Yeah. So a few of our beautiful listeners have popped comments underneath some of our Instagram posts and DM me to let me know, in Alana's words, who has commented, "Have you noticed, Carrie, how you fill yourself up when you get the giggles? You did this in this video. You did it yesterday with your fashion chat."
Yeah. I mean, I've brought it up on air with you before.
It appears that quite often.
It's not quite often.
Oh, it is, because we've got a compilation.
Have
a look.
Who's been going through and compiling?
Eli has been. Web guy Eli has noticed that whenever I get excited and giggle, I rub my breasts with both hands in this weird, like, look at that video.
These are not even the moments. No, because sometimes.
Keep watching.
Is
this going up on our show Instagram or OnlyFans?
Why can't it?
Can it?
Why? It's nothing wrong with it. Well, that's why I mean, is it offending people by doing it?
It's not offending, but it is a lot when you're making me watch it.
Oh, sorry. You don't have to. Only if you'd like to.
No, that's not what I was picturing. Because sometimes you will, like,
grab them, really
hate
them. Yeah. Yeah. That's when it's really tickled my fancy. That's a, oh!
It's a real, hold on to your tits, everyone.
That's imagining I've got big bosoms that I'm just grabbing. Now, this is more of when I get excited. I'm like, oh, and then I start like a genie rubbing my bottle.
Making wishes.
But I've never noticed I've done it, and I'm not sure if it's a new thing or if I've been doing this for many decades.
Well, I mean, I've said it to you on air before, your aggressive grab, because you grab it like a portly gentleman would grab a belly.
Yes.
You know, when they rock back and laugh and they go, yeah. You do the same.
I think it's when I get excited.
Yes.
Yes.
So what do you want to know?
I just want to know if other people have funny things they do when they get excited.
Oh, great, great, great.
Because, you know, I didn't know that it was happening, and I don't know, I don't think it's in my control, but should I stop it?
I mean, 13, 10, 60, if you've got an opinion on that as well.
Does it offend you that I do it?
Does it offend me?
Yes.
No.
But you wouldn't watch the video then.
But I think you making me watch a compile of all the times you've done it is a bit much. And so are we putting the video, is this going up on the dark web?
It's already
up.
No, it's just on our socials.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. So when do you reckon we're going to get kicked off Instagram?
Why?
Sure. Sure. Can we, Eli, it's a camera rolling. Can we just get one of me rubbing my crutch that we can put up there as well?
Too much, mate.
Oh, sorry for bringing the tone down. God, you grab yourself when you do that as well.
Because it's quite exciting when you sneeze. What a feeling.
Seven? Sorry, it's a lot. Seven sneezes. Anyway, g'day, Sam.
Anyway, Sam.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. Sam, what do you do when you get excited?
Bless you, Carrie, by the way.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry, Sam. I should have done that. Yeah, good on you.
Nah, all good. This one's on behalf of this one's on behalf of my good mate George Colombaris. I'm not sure if he notices or not, but when he gets excited, he actually levitates onto his toes.
Oh, I've seen that. Yes, on MasterChef.
He goes up on
his
tippy toe.
He goes up and down. That's true, Sam.
He wouldn't be aware, I don't reckon.
Oh,
that's funny, isn't it?
Yes.
Sam, do you have any? Sorry, thank you. That's a great contribution. Do you have any yourself?
Oh, I don't think so. Someone said when I do, you know, oral speeches and stuff like that, I may sway a little bit side to side. So, yeah, it might give the audience some seasickness. Yeah.
Carrie thought you were going to say something else and she's grabbing herself again. Sam. Let's go to Anita. G'day.
Does anyone ever describe
Hi, guys.
That? When they're doing a speech, I'm giving an oral.
Did someone give me oral? Speech, obviously, is what I'm talking about.
Anita.
Hi.
Nita, what do you do when you get eggs?
I actually bang people. Oh, with my hand. Not literally bang them.
Yes, good right. So you whack Nina on their arm. I know exactly the type of person you are, Anita. I've been out with people when they've got excited and they start whacking arms.
Yeah. Apparently it's a Kiwi thing.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, but my partner, he's Lebanese, he does it to me and it pisses me off.
Actually, it's funny you say it's a Kiwi thing, Anita. Can you hang there? Because Dean, our next caller, Dean, what do you do when you get excited?
Oh, I put a Kiwi accent on and I start dabbing.
I start dabbing.
Yeah, but like, hey, sorry, bro, I'll go for dab, eh? Oh, no. And then we'll start going on and get some fish and chips afterwards.
I mean, Anita, would you bang him on the arm?
No, definitely not. He needs to keep his mouth shut.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Actually, I think you're wrong.
What?
I think it's nice when people get involved. And I think 131060, if you hear us debating this and you think, I actually know the answer. See, we'd love to hear from people.
And so if we don't get any calls, am I right?
Well, it depends. Yeah. There'll be some answers we want their help on and other answers that we know and we don't need their help.
Okay.
So we'll choose because we run the quiz.
Okay. Well, you can be in charge of taking the calls.
Great.
Alrighty, question number one. What invention was patented by American Mary Anderson in 1903?
1903.
Are we taking calls
Mary
on this one?
Anderson.
Well, that's up to Bickers. Bickers has written it down, so that's good.
Is it something to do with like the sewing machine?
I'm trying to
1902.
I'm trying to think of
1903.
Famous female inventions. Whiteout is one I can remember.
Whiteout is It wouldn't be 1903, would it?
Maybe not.
That's a long time ago for whiteout.
So what are you thinking?
Marriott. Well, I thought sewing machines.
Oh, sorry. Then I'm happy to do
No, they would have had sewing machine way before
I reckon
that.
That's older.
Yeah, but maybe it wasn't patented yet.
Yes.
Mary Anderson.
Wouldn't that be the singer, be the person's name for the sewing machine?
How did you know singer sewing machines?
I don't know.
Well, why aren't people calling about this?
I don't know. Again, you're in charge of taking it, mate. So what do you want to lock in? Sewing machine?
No, it's not that.
Okay.
Would it be, when was the car?
About the then? Yeah. Car, but
a woman wouldn't have been involved, would
she? I don't think they patented a car. Maybe a bit of a car?
I just don't think. Is it something more to do with?
When were typewriters a thing?
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ah.
Typewriter? What was her name again?
Mary Anderson.
Mary Anderson.
Mary.
She's American.
What about, are they shoes? American. Mary Jane's.
Mary Jane's marijuana. Ooh. Is that a shoe?
A Mary Jane. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Let's go Mary Jane's.
Okay. Are we going with the rule if any of this is the answer?
Yes.
The Champagne Dom Perignon is a blend of which two grape varieties?
I did not know it was a mixture. Chardonnay and
Pinot.
Another one. I didn't
know.
Pinot Gris?
Okay,
great.
So what did we say? Pinot Gris and
a cheeky Cardi. Is champagne just white wine that they've put in a soda stream?
Not quite.
How do they make?
I don't know.
Okay, because I thought it was
but
its
I
type
think
of
you
grape.
You should definitely do that at some point.
Yeah, because isn't it grown in the Champagne region, that type of grape, which is why, no, maybe
it's
not.
Made there.
Oh, it's made there. Okay.
Is champagne a white wine that they've just added bubbles to?
Absolutely. No, you should put it in a soda stream. Let's do
okay.
it.
Okay.
Let's try that.
Sure.
Let's try that blindfold me and see if I can taste the difference.
Oh, great. Good. Yeah.
Great.
Question number three. Who composed the opera The Marriage of Figaro?
The Marriage of Figaro. Beethoven?
We talked about this.
Puccini?
Is it?
Puccini?
No. I can't believe that I know this.
Oh, you know this?
Oh, I know this because we talked about this last night because my friend Pants, she's learning to play, I think it's I thought it was Figaro, so maybe I don't know this. And it's about a relationship that goes sour, and that's when the music gets more hectic. And I believe it's Mozart.
Amazing.
Mozart.
I'll be so wrong. I love when someone gives you heaps of information and they're wrong.
Yeah, like I did with those people at the breakfast table the other day. They did not care.
Question number four. Musician Brian Jones was the founder of which UK rock band?
Pink Floyd? No.
Brian.
Jonesy.
Brian Jones.
Brian.
BJ.
Rolling Stones?
Is
Rolling
it?
Stones. Eli. It's not your genre.
Isn't that? That's not old mate Sexy Whips.
Mick
no.
Jagger.
Yeah. Is it not?
The founder of which UK
okay.
rock band.
Okay.
Okay.
Good on.
Great.
Question number five. In which Australian state would you find the Umpherston sinkhole?
The Umpherston? I feel like South Australia.
It's the noise you make when you fall down.
Umpherston sinkhole. Let's say South Australia.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, great.
Onca Paringa Rangers, the home of.
I reckon we're going to get zero.
Yeah,
oh,
I think so too.
With that attitude.
Question number one. What invention was patented by American Mary Anderson in 1903?
We said everything.
It was the windshield wiper.
Bickers.
A part of a car. So part of a car. That
was so close. That was good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think.
Right track.
Well,
track.
I went to say whiteout and you got us back to car.
Yeah. Okay.
Does anyone remember what we actually put down for that?
Yep, shoes.
Question.
I forgot that bit.
Question number two. The Champagne Dom Perignon is a blend of which two grape varieties? It is Chardonnay and Pinot Noir.
Oh!
Isn't it white?
I thought Pinot Noir was a red wine.
It is.
Oh, wait, but is that a grape variety?
It must just have a tiny bit in it. They don't add the red.
Cut food colouring.
Isn't that how you make a rosé?
Well, no,
you put
know.
The red in the white.
They add a bit of Ribena and away they go. How good's Ribena?
Yeah, it's delicious.
All right, question number three. Who composed the opera The Marriage of Figaro? It is Mozart.
Oh,
we're on the board, guys.
The only one we're going to get.
Can we see if Ribena can sponsor the segment next week?
Sure.
Okay.
They Musician sure. Brian Jones was the founder of which UK rock band? It is the Rolling Stones.
Oh, Eli. Ah. So good.
And in which Australian state would you find the Umpherston sinkhole? It is South Australia.
Oh,
pass mic, everybody.
We hope you enjoyed the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
One of our best mates and one of the funniest men in the country joins us now, Pete Hellier. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Tommy.
Eddie.
First of all, can I just point out Carrie has a little corner in the studio and it's a little bit Gwyneth Paltrow. It's a little bit Orlando Bloom.
what part's taken your liking?
Well, the vagina
the
candle.
Photo?
The vagina candles are interesting.
I do have something very Orlando Bloom. I've got brain elixir.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, you put it in your coffee and it's lion's mane mushroom and botanical. It enhances mental performance.
Wow.
Have
the only
you been
difference between
it?
Me and Orlando, I would never tell anyone I'm taking that. I mean, I just have.
Not you realise how radio works, speaking to these microphones and people hear it. And you got some perfume, you got photos of the
bit
family.
Of what's he got? Nothing.
Well, he's got
a stapler.
Nothing. He's got some pencils and a cup of coffee.
No, that's all Saunders. The coffee's mine.
The coffee's mine.
Or as I call it, my brain elixir. Have you started taking the brain elixir?
Yeah, I have been.
And when
have
did you
noticed?
Start? I need to know when it kicked in.
What's the longest you've ever taken something? Like,
oh, I'm terrible.
I got the fish oil, and I did that for like maybe 3 months.
Yeah,
and I stopped that.
Yeah.
And what's the other one? The green little vitamin tablets people tell you that take the
The one that boosts your echinacea. That stuff. What's that called?
Oh,
Armor Force.
Yes. I was on Armor Force for maybe 2 months.
Yeah,
I thought Armorol for a second. I think that's for your car tires.
Amarol. Oh, no, that's something else.
No.
What's that?
It's for Uranus.
Is it?
Yeah. Ah, okay. Hey,
it's also on Carrie's desk over there. I'm not sure why.
Speaking of things for your bum, I took, had my second celery juice today because I'm trying celery juices, and I think day two's done me. I think if I don't give up, my toilet is going to make me give up. Have you ever had just a celery juice?
No, I've had celery in a juice with combined with other elements. Yeah.
I didn't realize it was straight celery.
I'm having straight celery juice.
Oh, no, there's no point doing that. There are healthier experts than me, believe it or not.
I just read something and thought I'll try it. Yeah, it's apparently...
And it tastes like celery, I imagine.
Hey, it tastes like celery, yeah. Yes. But boy, you really need to clear out the next half an hour.
You're right.
I had to get out of the shower twice. Yes.
Why'd you have to get out of the shower? You're in the shower.
No, that's what I suggested, the same thing.
No. That's a sad insight into Carrie and my lives. We're happy to shit in the shower.
The waffle stompers over here. Pete, you are back on stage with your show Loopy at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. How exciting to be back on stage doing a show.
As you know, it is just, it's so exciting. Mm. Like I imagine I might get a little bit emotional on Friday. Like I've only done really like 15, 20 minute spots in the clubs around Melbourne to get ready for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. But I think walking out at the Arts Centre for this show, it was put on hold like all of our shows last year, is going to be genuinely emotional, and I can't wait.
Well, just as well you've got the training of the project to gear change from tears to laughter, so you should be good with that.
Yes, a famous project segue. Yes, it will be. I'm looking forward to it, and it's a show that I was really proud of. I've had to change some of the gear because it doesn't seem as relevant this year. Like my Lindy Chamberlain gear doesn't seem quite as switched on. I mean, last year it was right on the edge.
Hey, can you tell everybody? I was astounded. I thought you were joking, but you weren't joking. When you told us on the project that during lockdown, we all saw you took pictures, you and your wife, Bridge, went around your house setting up little different bars or cocktails in different regions of
little
the world.
Pub crawls.
Within your house.
It started as pub crawls, different different rooms. And people really responded to it. So we thought, let's keep doing it. And we enjoyed it. Gave us something to do on a Friday or Saturday night. And then we expanded it. We ran out of rooms. Don't live at Bickmore's house. You know what I'm saying, Tommy? You know what I'm saying? So we ran out of room. We don't have the wings and that Carrie has. And the spare houses and the holiday house. Anyway, so we ran out of space. So we decided we need to travel around the world. So we started traveling kind of around the world, badly photoshopped places. And there was one where we went to Queensland and we basically photoshopped, we put a pineapple in our driveway and then photoshopped little photos, tiny photos of ourselves standing at the bottom. And then there was another one where we have a pool and the cover was on the pool and there was like an inflatable a crocodile in the background. And that said, it's us at Steve Irwin's Australia Zoo.
Yeah.
And there were about half a dozen people who got really upset with me, accusing me of being, having celebrity privilege to be able to get through the borders.
Avoid quarantine, get
over the borders. This is outrageous. This is, how dare you do this? And then you're flaunting it. It's literally the worst photoshopping.
But is that when, I reckon you've got a choice to make there. Do you write and say, oh, actually I wasn't? Or do you write, yeah, I was, suck it?
No, I would have liked to. At that time, where tensions were a little
intense. Yes, you want to respond, don't you?
Yeah, and I did was, I said, I think if you look really, really closely, you might see that it's been
photoshopped. Did you respond?
I did.
Because it's interesting.
And they all apologised and then deleted
their comments.
They're not there anymore. So it's.
You should get him onto it, because what I find is when I post pictures and people react angrily or comment about Tommy, he just goes under my messages and starts having arguments with the people. You should employ him. Whenever you need an argument solved, just send in the big guy over here. He really gets stuff done.
It depends how many beers deep I am.
Yeah,
as to how creative my insults back are.
I've gotten very good at ignoring. Occasionally I might respond to somebody. Like, I mean, there was one, people were accusing me when there was somebody who had got COVID and they kind of did the contact tracing and they saw they were at Dan Murphy's and a cake shop.
I remember
and,
him. And, he had a great day.
Off your tree.
Yeah.
Back to Dan Murphy's, yeah.
And I just said, looks like they're already preparing for quarantine, for lockdown. Basically, because that's what we all basically did. you know, during lockdown.
I didn't go to Refugee either,
but I certainly went to Dan Murphy's. I remember being at Dan Murphy's early on during lockdown, and somebody said, "Oh, you're panic buying." I was like, "Yeah, this is Monday, to be honest. This is not me panic buying." And anyone who could look at me and say, I'm shaming somebody for going to a cake shop or Dan Murphy's doesn't understand who I am. So, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of weird stuff out there on the internet. So I cover some of that in the show, but it's all
great.
It's a fun show. I'm looking forward to doing it again. And, yeah.
We can't wait to see you.
It's very exciting to see you back on stage. Peter Hellyer's Loopy is on sale now, comedyfestival.com.au. Of course, you can see him on the project tonight too. Pete Hellyer, thank you, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
G'day, the guys want to know. They'd like to check in. It's Carrie and Tommy's. What do you reckon?
The question today for What Do You Reckon is, what percentage of adults do you think have a tattoo, Carrie Bickmore?
Well, if we went around this room,
Shonda has mom on her bomb.
So you and I.
Are we the only inked up ones in the team?
Tatted person. Is no one else, Eli? You don't? Jess?
Yeah, no, I've got a little one.
Do you?
Yes.
Yep. Where's yours?
On my hand.
Have we talked about this?
I can see it.
Yeah.
Show me.
It's a wave.
Oh, that's right.
It's not a wave. It's
that's
a cherry.
Not,
yeah, it's like the smallest tattoo in the world.
Is that actual? No. Yeah.
Is that actual? Is that actual?
That's what the young people say. Yeah, is it? The young person.
So what is that? Three out of eight. Is that?
God.
Has Kimmy got one?
What percentage?
Kimmy's got
is
one.
That?
Okay, that's easier. Four out of eight.
Oh,
50%. Fantastic.
Okay, 50%. No, I reckon per population, it's a lot lower than that.
This is, I know this is not the question we're focusing on.
God, don't raise another question.
But do you reckon there is more tattoos? Like if you count the fact that, let's say I have 10, I don't actually know. But if do you reckon there are more tattoos than people in Australia?
Oh, that's just a ridiculous question.
You don't know how?
Because
anyway,
I reckon the majority of people that have
you're getting bogged down in that.
Have like five.
Well, I think that is an interesting question. How many people have only one or two? No, you're asking for, is there more tattoos in Australia than people?
Yeah, so just so if everybody has, if half the people have them, but they have two,
then there's more tattoos. I don't think the Bureau of Stats has stats.
Can I answer your question with a question?
Yes, please.
On average, how many tattoos do people have? And then you can just times that by the population.
Yeah, great. So I reckon it's less than we think for adults. I reckon that as soon as you get over 50, I reckon still very rare for people to have tattoos.
I'm going to say 20% of the population's tatted.
Oh, yeah, I reckon that's about fair.
And I think 50% of those, that 20%, only have one or two tats.
So 10% of the population have one or two tats, you reckon?
Of the 20% who have a tat, half of them have only one or two.
Yeah, that's 10%. Yeah. And how many people do you reckon have a large number of tats? So 10.
I reckon maybe only 10% of that 10%.
Oh, 10% of that
10%. No, 10%. Sorry, so 1% of the 10%. Population. Yeah.
Let's have 10 tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is not more tattoos than people. We got there. I reckon 15% of the population have a tattoo.
And do you think it's more men or women?
I reckon men have more tattoos.
Than women?
Yes.
But so what percentage?
Of women? Oh, great. Do we have the gender split up, Belle?
Yes, we do.
Great. So I reckon of women, 8%, and men, 17%.
All right, Belle, give it to us.
So Tommy, hang on,
what did you get men and women?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a number.
Yeah.
But I definitely think men more than women.
What don't you reckon?
I just felt like it was getting very number
sure,
heavy.
Sure, sure, sure.
I think guys have more tattoos than girls.
Okay. Tommy was very close. So 14.5% of Australians have at least one tattoo.
Oh. Yeah.
And Tommy said 15%. So 15.4% of men in Australia have tattoos.
Okay.
Yeah. And 13.6% of women.
Yeah, more men than women. We had that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's the breakdown of people that have lots and some who
only
have one or
two? So of those who have tattoos, 54% only have one tattoo. Carrie, spot on.
Wow.
Yep. 23% have two to three, and a further 15% have five or more. So that
Which
would
is
be
close.
Tommy.
Yeah.
So hang on, Belle. Who wins, Carrie or I?
I think we both won.
Great work, everybody. Carrie and Tommy.